Founder version 1.0. Everything you need to know about starting and building a successful business from the world's most influential entrepreneurs. The publisher and the author of this book is by Founder Magazine. My name is Nathan Chan, and I'm the CEO of Founder Magazine, and I will be narrating this book. Chapter 1, Getting Started. Finding Your Passion. Everybody needs a reason to get out of bed in the morning, but this is especially true for the unique group of rule breakers and status quo shakers we call entrepreneurs. It's us, it's you, and it's that 8-year-old kid down the street who's been trying to sell you a used Christmas tree since January. As entrepreneurs, without the driving force of our passion, the one pushing us forward and compelling us to work harder and longer than we ever thought we were capable of, greatness would rarely be achieved. Problems would never be solved, nor creative solutions hacked. Finding the thing that lights you up is therefore a huge piece of the entrepreneurial equation. If you're lucky, your passion is obvious. A deep-seated desire to solve a particular problem or affect a certain change in the world. For others, finding their inner spark calls for some trial and error. And for the rest of us, it's simply the idea of being an entrepreneur that gets the blood pumping. Steve Blank is a startup veteran turned author who is now using his experience to educate budding entrepreneurs. Widely touted as one of the godfathers of Silicon Valley, Blank has founded or contributed to 8 startups, 4 of which have gone public, and now lectures at a number of high-profile business schools across the United States. Blank also helped to kickstart a little movement you might have heard of called the Lean Startup. As Blank sees it, if you're the kind of person who has the passion to explore big ideas or challenge the way things are done, you're already a cut above the rest. So this is what Steve had to say about passion.
Founders, if you really think about what they're doing, is they're creating something new that's never been done before. Either never been done, like literally never been done, or never been done in this form. And you kind of go back and you think about, well, who else does that? It's not accountants. You know, not clerks in a store. They're kind of executing a known set of things. The people who are create things out of nothing, out of just their vision, are sculptors or painters or writers who look at a blank canvas and the next thing you know, there's Starry Night, or see a blank score sheet and the next thing you know, there's Beethoven's Ninth. And founders operate the same way. They have a vision of something that might be. And much like artists, it's that passion to bring that vision to fruition that drives you past all those miserable times of your co-founder has quit and the toilet stopped up and you're the facilities manager as well and your largest customer just changed their mind and said they're not taking that big order. In fact, they're not going to be your customer anymore. All that stuff happens. And if what you think is you've signed up for is just a job, you'll quit in 2 minutes going, well, why did I put up with this? But if, in fact, you realize that your eye is on the prize and the prize is something that you're going to create, you'll be driven through all those bad times. And the good news is we kind of understand that being an artist is a calling, not a job. And that same is true for entrepreneurship.
Tom Bilyeu is co-founder and president of Quest Nutrition, aka the second fastest growing private company in North America, as recognized by Inc. magazine in 2014. And he shared similar sentiments. In Bilyeu's experience, gained from building a company with a $1 billion valuation within 6 years, pinpointing your passion is a matter of deciding what really matters to you. This is what Tom says about passion.
If you're not asking like, hey, what opportunity can I exploit to make money? But you're saying, what is that thing I believe in enough that I have enough passion to learn more about than anyone else in the world? And I will fight my ass off, even when it gets really hard. If you can.